1 week ago, Democratic Senator Luz Robles sat before the Natural Resources, Agriculture and Environment Committee and argued that medical waste incinerators should not be allowed within 5 miles of a residential community. Her bill would have forced Stericycle to close down its existing North Salt Lake City facility by 2015. After a lengthy debate, Robles's bill was rejected by the committee. This week, Republican Senator Todd Weiler sat before the same committee.
I want to first start off by saying that this bill is very different than Senator Robles' bill. It's much more limited, much more surgical in terms of where it's striking. This bill would not shut down Stericycle. It would not affect what Stericycle is doing.
Weiler's Senate Bill 196 would prohibit new incinerators of infectious waste or chemotherapeutic agents from being permitted within 2 miles of existing residential communities. The bill specifies that it only applies to incinerators not in operation as of May this year. The bill would not prevent Stericycle from building a new facility in Tooele County, which the company says it intends to do. Carl Ingwell, representing Utah Clean Air Alliance, spoke in support of the bill, saying it was a good first step.
This bill today, Senator Weiler's bill, ensures that something like Stericycle in North Salt Lake won't happen again.
Environmental activists and Davis County residents have called for Stericycle's incinerator to be shut down after the Division of Air Quality cited it for violations of its permit last year. Stericycle officials are contesting the violations and maintain that the incinerator is in compliance with its permit. Senate Bill 196 passed the committee unanimously with little discussion and heads to the full Senate for consideration. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.